Mark Gill directs traffic services for Coast Guard Sector Sault Ste. Marie. He says early and rapid freezing on Lake Superior, Lake Michigan, and other waterways have people taken to the ice ahead of schedule. But Gill says icebreakers and carriers are still making their way to commercial ports, so winter sports buffs need to give these ships plenty of room.
On the bridge of a ship, you're often 75, 80 feet up in the air. And although you can see out at great distances, you don't tend to have a good view of what's immediately in front of you. And often what happens, especially on an icebreaker, you're using great force and speed to be able to break a crack in the ice and then expand that so that a ship can go through it. And right on the edge of that ice when the icebreakers are going, I mean, that's a tremendous amount of power going against the ice. And although the plate may be 10 or 12 inches to the folks that are sitting on that, that's next to nothing when a breaker's sliding around on it.
Gill says recently the Coast Guard saved some snowmobilers who fell through weakened ice on Lake Michigan. Doug Johnson, president of the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs, says he's on board with the Coast Guard's warnings.
Snowmobilers, just like ice fishermen and cross-country skiers, really do like to go out on bodies of water. So I'm not surprised at all that they go out in the vicinity of the shipping lanes also. But never go out on the ice without knowing the ice conditions first.
Great Lakes shipping ports will close January 20th. The Coast Guard says until then, people should stay clear of ships, never travel alone, and avoid cracks and slushy areas on the ice. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.